When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, October 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Ukrainian forces are hitting the southern city of Kherson, the only regional capital captured by Moscow since the February invasion. Artillery struck the ferry crossing there as Russian forces pounded nearby cities with renewed strikes. Kherson is one of the most important prizes in Ukraine's fight to reclaim territory occupied by Russia. Doing so would weaken Russia's ability to threaten Ukraine's Black Sea coast. Physicians in the U.S. are reporting unseasonably high numbers of respiratory illnesses in children, straining many children's hospitals before the typically busier winter months. Respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, is an easily transmissible virus that spreads through droplets from coughing and sneezing and on surfaces. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says RSV is the most common cause of pneumonia and the lung infection bronchiolitis in U.S. children less than a year old. A federal judge has sentenced Steve Bannon to 4 months in prison for contempt of Congress. The one-time strategist of former President Donald Trump was convicted in July of defying a subpoena from the House Select Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. The judge said Bannon can remain free pending appeals of his conviction. And Verizon said its profit fell 23% in the latest quarter. The telecommunications giant attributed the decline to higher turnover among retail customers following monthly rate increases it began over the summer. Shares fell more than 6% in morning trading. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.